Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My name is H. Bondar, and I'm the Scenario Adoption Program Manager for the Windows 8 Multimedia Platform Ecosystem Team, and we're going to spend some time today on the webcam story in Windows 8. You must know that earlier versions of Windows, including Windows 7, did not include any kind of built-in webcam experience, even though hundreds of millions of PCs shipped with webcams. But now with Windows 8, webcams work right out of the box, making it really easy for people to capture memories in the form of photos and videos using our built-in workflow and our built-in camera app. On top of that, IHVs and OEMs also have the opportunity to extend the webcam experience with additional features, fun and artistic effects, a customized and differentiated user experience that really allows your hardware to light up and shine. For customers, things just work. There's no setup required. Expected functionality like photo and video capture are built in. It's predictable and easy to use, and it's fun and engaging. For partners, IHVs and OEMs, you can go beyond what Windows provides. You can provide your own webcam app with your own unique functionality and effects. IHV apps will be downloaded and installed automatically when the user plugs in your webcam, giving your users added value. And OEM apps will be pre-installed and available right out of the box. And as we'll see later, when you implement custom camera features and effects, they become available to any WinRT app that uses your camera. This enables you to provide a powerful brand presence even inside of Microsoft Inbox apps and third-party camera apps. You do the work once, and other apps benefit. Today we'll cover what kind of camera experiences are built into Windows 8, how the platform capabilities enable you to customize and extend those experiences, what the elements of that experience are, how we can work together to collaborate on bringing these fun and engaging features to light, and the next steps to make it happen. When we look at the webcam experience in Windows 8, let's take a step back for a second and look at a very high level at what we've done here. We're going to approach this from three points of view, like three legs of a stool: the developer, the consumer, and the IHV or OEM. So first, Windows 8 has a built-in Windows Camera Dialog API and a Settings API that are available to developers. So integrated right into the Windows 8 code is a complete user experience for capturing photos and videos. Any developer writing a WinRT app can call an API and get this experience to capture a photo and very quickly have that photo be returned to the application. So it makes the camera a very easily targeted surface for an app developer because they get a turnkey solution in a single API call. We've also invested in a Settings API. The Settings API allows any WinRT app developer to access the settings for the camera and to change which effects are being used. So these are two very important API surfaces that are built into Windows 8 for app developers. The second leg of this stool is focused on consumers. We've created an Inbox camera app. This is the basic place where consumers will go to capture pictures and videos of their loved ones and their surroundings as they're out and about with their PCs. And we're seeing more and more people capture content with their tablets, so we think this is going to be a very popular application. This is a fully featured app. You can capture photos and crop them. You can capture videos and trim them. But with the integration of effects, it gets even better. And the third leg of the stool is the IHV or OEM application. This is an app that you would develop, and we would encourage you to look for opportunities to provide features and functionality that go beyond what's already provided through the built-in Windows camera app. This is the place where you're going to be able to have an in-app purchase experience for additional effects, or specialized editing features like picture frames and photo strips, or where you could monetize your app through a business arrangement with an online printer, just as a few examples. But it's also going to be the place where you can implement the Settings API so that your special camera effects can show up in other Windows Store applications. We will go into this in more detail on some upcoming slides. So we have these three things: developer surfaces in the box, a consumer-oriented camera app in the box, and an opportunity for you, the IHV or OEM, to provide a device app attached to your camera that extends our inbox experiences and ties into our existing APIs in the platform to provide additional effects to all Windows 8 apps that use your camera. The device app is a critical piece of completing the overall webcam scenario in Windows 8. So let's spend a minute looking at the first leg of that stool, the affordances that we've provided for developers. Windows 8 makes it really easy for developers to simply call up the immersive webcam experience without having to know anything about the hardware. The two API surfaces that app developers can use are the Camera Dialog API, which provides a great end-to-end workflow for using the webcam and includes the ability for the user to capture and crop photos and record and trim videos and access camera settings, and the Camera Settings API, which provides the developer with the ability to launch directly into the most commonly used camera settings across the webcam device class. As you can see on the left of this slide, there's a built-in camera dialog and some UI to display the default camera settings. So here's an example of using the Camera Dialog API within a Metro-style app. In this case, we're going to use the PC Settings app to change the picture associated with our user tile. When the user touches the webcam button, this app invokes the Camera Dialog API. We're now in an immersive webcam dialog. This is all Windows right here. From this particular screen, what you can do is change cameras if you have multiple cameras built into your system. You can turn on a timer if you want, so if you want to take a picture of yourself, you can get ready. You can change camera options, or you can flip into video mode if you want to capture a video. Here we're going to show you how the camera options work within the context of the camera dialog. Here, the user touches the camera options button, and you see a basic set of options that appear. And there's a more detailed set of options available as well by tapping on the More link, and that takes you to a more comprehensive set of options that are available for this webcam. One thing you'll notice later is that with the addition of an OEM application, the settings that are provided in this flyout window can be provided by that OEM application directly, which allows you to customize the entire experience for your camera. But in this case, this is just the default experience that ships with Windows. Now, if I just tap outside this flyout to dismiss it, I can hit anywhere else on the screen and it will take that photo. And because I'm in the middle of a little workflow, remember I'm trying to get a new photo for my user tile, it will automatically crop the picture to the right aspect ratio for the user tile. If I hit accept, then that picture is returned right back into the app that called it. So this is an example of using the Camera Dialog API in the middle of the workflow for another application. The beautiful thing about this is that the app didn't have to know anything about the webcam or how to take a photo. Everything was provided by Windows. The second leg of our three-legged stool is the camera app that we're providing as a part of Windows 8. This is a consumer-focused Windows 8 app that enables you to capture images and videos, plus a little additional functionality. It's launched via a tile on the Windows Start screen, and in addition to basic photo and video capture, cropping, and trimming, it includes a camera roll so that you can review the content you've captured. It subscribes to the Windows 8 Share contract so it can supply content to other apps. It has Windows 8 File Picker integration, so other apps can use the camera. We'll explain more about both of those things in detail in a minute. And of course, it enables you to launch the Camera Settings flyout. Here's an example of how our camera application is using the built-in API to access the same camera settings that are available to all apps. The settings flyout you see is identical to what the system provides via the API. The camera app provides the basic set of features, and the settings are still coming from the system. This is going to make more sense later when we talk about customizing the camera settings within the IHV app or the OEM app for the webcam. So let's show you a couple of examples of how the Windows 8 camera app works. To launch the camera app, you tap its tile on the start screen. You see a typical Windows 8 splash screen, and then you're looking at a live preview through the camera. It's a fully immersive full screen application. If I want to take a photo, I just tap on the screen and that captures a photo. If I want to view that photo again, I just tap on the screen and drag over to see what the previous image capture was. I can also edit the photo in some very basic ways. I can crop it by selecting a region that I want to keep, and if I hit accept, it just goes ahead and crops the photo. And so it's a very straightforward and intuitive way of working with pictures and getting the exact frame that you want. A second scenario to this is actually recording and trimming a video, so let's take a look at how that works. First, what I want to do is flip into video mode, so I tap on the video mode button, and it lights up, indicating that we're now in video mode. Now, if I want to start recording, I just tap anywhere on the screen, and you'll notice that a timer starts running in the lower right-hand corner indicating that I'm filming. When I'm done filming and I've captured everything I want, I just tap the screen again and it finishes the capture and moves it over into the history roll that you saw previously. Once again, if I tap and drag the screen over, here's the video that I just captured. And similar to cropping a photo, I can go ahead and hit the trim button, and this will allow me to select a subsection of the video that I just recorded and trim it to those start and stop times. When I'm satisfied, I can go ahead and hit accept, and I have my completed video. Now we're going to highlight one of the great strengths of Windows 8, the ability for an app to participate in contracts with other apps. In this case, we're going to show how the Windows 8 camera app participates in the item picker contract. When we thought about this, we figured, why should a user just have to pick a photo from static photos and files on the system? Why can't they pick a new photo directly from the camera? And that's why we integrated the camera app into the item picker. So let me show you how this works. Here's an example where I want to change the background image of my lock screen. So I'm going to hit the browse button to find another picture to set for my lock screen. And here I am in the file picker. So you can see a list of folder destinations that live on my hard drive that may have photos in them, all the regular places like documents and music and pictures and video. But you'll also notice that down at the bottom are listed a few applications, including the camera app, the photos app, and PhotoBucket, which is a third-party app. In this case, I'll go ahead and choose camera. And right away, what you'll see is very similar to the same experience that you had with the dialog when changing your user tile. You see there's a camera experience that appears right in line with picking a file. Instead of picking a file, you're looking through the camera. And so I can just tap on the screen and right away capture a photo. And if I like it, I go ahead and click Choose Picture. And now that picture is returned back to the application that called it, and I have a photo I just captured while picking files. Now that's my new lock screen picture. Well, up until now we've been talking about the platform affordances built into Windows 8, but now we're going to show how you can extend that experience beyond what Windows 8 has provided and add additional value by delivering your own special camera app and settings. Through the creation of your own Windows 8 camera app, you can customize the experience beyond what's provided in Box and deliver some exciting new capabilities. An IHV or OEM camera app includes two parts: a Windows 8 app launched from the start screen that can offer new and creative experiences, After Effects, services, and fun features for photos and videos, and a custom set of camera settings and inline effects tied specifically to your camera that replaces the default camera settings experience built into Windows 8. The custom camera settings and effects will appear whenever any Windows 8 app addresses your camera. We saw that through the built-in platform components, the Camera Settings API offers basic defaults. But when specialized camera settings are installed as part of an IHV or OEM app, anyone using those platform components or the Windows 8 camera app, or your camera app, or any camera app that uses this particular camera hardware will automatically pick up your specialized camera settings control panel. So the work that you do will be leveraged across the entire Windows 8 platform. Now that you have a device app installed that includes settings built specifically for that camera, Windows will just detect that and automatically default to your experience, and your settings will become front and center, which is a great branding opportunity and a great opportunity for you to provide value to your customers. So let's show you a quick example of what a device app could look like, delivered for a fictional device called the Fabricam camera. So, here you can see that there's a Windows 8 app that was downloaded and installed when I attached the USB webcam to my computer. Or maybe it was pre-installed by an OEM because they had a built-in webcam. The Fabrifoto app. So I'm going to go ahead and tap on that to launch the application. Here's the typical Windows 8 splash screen. And now we're looking at the Fabrifoto app. And there are a bunch of things available here. The first thing to call your attention to is an effects marketplace. Because you own the camera, what you can do is actually deliver additional effects bundles on top of what you might deliver by default, and maybe charge customers for them. There's an opportunity here for you to monetize the webcam hardware and provide additional value. There are also other things you could do with the camera. For example, you could have a photo strip experience where you can go capture a sequence of photos and tie them all together into a single file, like what we do at Carnival photo booths. Or maybe you could enhance your photos by adding picture frames or borders to them. Or you could do things like establish a joint partnership with an online printing enterprise like Zazzle and order things like t-shirts and coffee mugs with your pictures printed on them. Let's take a look at the effects marketplace really quickly. Here I might have an experience where I can purchase something like a brush pack with several different effects that can be applied to my photos, like sponge effects or splatter effects or whatever. And these will be real-time effects that I could purchase here as a consumer, have installed on my system, and then be able to experience in the context of my webcam, no matter what app is using it. So let's pretend that I had purchased this and installed it. I'll tap back, and here's an example of a fun little feature I might develop for creating photo strips. So I'll go ahead and tap on that. And here I can see a bunch of photo strips I've taken in the past, but now I want to create a new one. So I'll tap on the Capture New Strip area, and that brings me back into my immersive webcam experience. And this is just a standard photo, but I want to see some of the additional effects I can apply with this camera. So I'm going to hit Camera Options, and then More, and you'll see that the Fabrifoto application launches, and in place of the default camera settings, now I see the Fabricam camera settings. I can choose from that brush pack that we recently installed. I can choose from any number of different effects here, and as I touch them, they change in real time. And when I find one that I like, I can go ahead and dismiss the settings flyout and capture a photo. And there I am. So now I have the first photo in my new strip with one of the Fabrikam special effects applied. So the opportunity here is really for you to think about what kind of fun and unique features you can bring to Windows that will entice people to want to use your application and the fun effects that are tied to your webcam. So, in summary, the device app, the IHV app or OEM app tied to the camera, is your opportunity to make your webcam a differentiated feature including your own Windows 8 camera app plus custom effects and settings that make your camera shine in every app across the Windows 8 platform. So we're eager to work with you and excited to learn what kinds of creative things you're planning to do that we haven't even thought of. Now, here are some details about what it takes to enable this kind of custom experience with your camera. There are four elements involved, and we'll talk about each one of them in detail on the upcoming slides, but basically they are a Metro-style app that you can develop in JavaScript or C# or C++, just like any Metro-style app. A driver MFT. MFT stands for Media Foundation Transform. That talks to your camera hardware, and I'll talk about that more in a minute. Of course, the camera device itself. And finally, a metadata package, a device metadata package that ties those first three things together. Your camera's capabilities exposed to the OS and Metro-style apps. If we look a little deeper, the Metro-style camera app has two components. There's the start experience, which is launched via a tile on the Windows 8 start screen, just like any other app, and the camera options experience, which is the control panel for settings and capabilities unique to your camera. So we'll spend a minute talking about each of these. The start experience is what gets launched when a user clicks on your tile on the start screen. It gives you an opportunity to have front and center real estate for your device experience right on the Windows 8 start screen. As we saw before in the sample Fabricam app, you can offer additional effects, related merchandise, support services, user guides, and other things. This isn't designed to be a launch point into a website, but rather a local immersive Windows 8 experience. Here's an example of the Lifecam Studio start experience. You can see the different sections they've decided to offer up to the user related to the device and its ecosystem. And again, this is completely up to you, gives you an opportunity to put your branding and services in front of the user. And here's an example of what the camera options experience might look like for that Lifecam camera. The More Options flyout contains custom UI created by the IHV, which enables the user to select from a set of video effects that are tied to this particular camera. So again, here's a summary of the whole package. Now let's spend a minute talking about the driver MFT. The driver MFT, which stands for Media Foundation Transform, is a piece of low-level code where the special effects are applied to the video stream coming from the camera. It's an extension of the camera driver, and it sits between your camera options experience, that control panel, and the device hardware itself. It's installed and delivered as a part of your custom camera app package. Media Foundation is the infrastructure backbone of all of the media experiences in Windows 8. It's that piece in Windows that provides functionality around capture, streaming, playback, transcoding, and so forth. Media Foundation transforms are the building blocks of that infrastructure. An MFT takes a bit stream from a source, in this case a camera, and it transforms it into something else before passing it along the pipeline, eventually to something called a sync, which is where the bit stream is rendered, for example, onto the screen. The driver MFT ends up being the first MFT to act upon the bit stream after it comes out of the camera source. That's why sometimes you might see it referred to as MFT0. You get first dibs on that stream, and you can impact it and manipulate it before any other process has a chance to mess with it. The driver MFT is where the heavy lifting is done. Things like face detection, superimposed images, video filtering, things like that happen in the driver MFT. It's a low-level component written in C++. The camera options app, that flyout control panel, is linked to the driver MFT. When the user chooses a video effect from the control panel, the camera options tells the driver MFT to impose that video effect onto the camera's bitstream. So here's what's needed in order to deliver a custom camera experience in Windows 8. The first component is the Windows 8 camera app. This is an app delivering the value-added features and effects for either a USB-connected camera or an integrated camera on an OEM platform. This app will you only need one, and it will run on both the X64, X86 platform and on the Windows RT ARM-based platform. Generally speaking, it's the IHV that's supplying the camera or the OEM that's supplying the system that develops the Windows 8 camera app. The second component is the device metadata package. This is a XML file that binds the Windows 8 camera app to the camera hardware, ensuring that the settings are probably met to the device in Windows. It doesn't matter what platform this metadata package will work on, either the x86, 64, or ARM platform, and again it's delivered by the IHV or the OEM. Then the driver MFT is that media transformation required to implement the custom effects. Again, there's one driver MFT that supports all architectures, and this is supplied either by the silicon vendor providing the reference platform that the OEM is creating a system on top of, or the IHV. It depends on the degree of differentiation required. And then finally, the webcam driver is required. This is what provides access to the camera for Windows. On the Windows 8 platform, which is the X64, X86 based platform, you use the webcam class driver that's built into Windows, or you can supply a custom OEM driver. On the ARM-based Windows RT platform, the silicon vendor and or the OEM provide that driver. So there are some issues that we have seen consistently cropping up on OEM systems that we've been evaluating over the past few months, and so we'd like to point them out for consideration by OEMs to make sure that they're taken into account to provide a proper experience with the camera in Windows 8. The first is that you need to make Windows aware of the camera location. The problem here is that if you don't specify the front and back camera information that lets Windows know which camera is the front-facing camera and which camera is the rear-facing camera, then the camera app cannot properly rotate the preview when the machine is rotated into portrait mode or back into landscape mode. And this leads to previews that are sideways or inverted when you're in portrait mode. And so the solution here, which is also a certification requirement, is to let Windows know the location of the built-in cameras. This is done via an ACPI table entry, and we have documentation, including links later in the presentation, for how to specify this information in that table. The second problem that we've been seeing quite frequently is where the front camera preview is mirrored in the firmware before the camera stream hits the Windows stack. And the reason this is a problem is that Windows mirrors the image also. So if the camera firmware does the mirroring, then the Windows software will do the mirroring again, and it will cancel out the mirroring. It causes the front camera preview to become unmirrored because our camera app mirrors it again. It also leads to sideways or vertically inverted camera preview when the slate is rotated. So the solution, again a certification requirement, is don't mirror the front camera preview in your firmware or in your custom driver. And the last problem that we've been seeing kind of frequently is where the built-in camera is not marked as internal. So By not marking the built-in camera as internal, that is, part of the PC container, and instead marking that built-in camera as an independent device, the user impact is that our camera app takes care of mirroring and rotation for built-in internal cameras only, because external cameras don't rotate with the device and they can face in any direction. So you've got to make sure that if it's an internal camera, that it's marked as an internal camera and part of the PC container. Again, that is a certification requirement. As I mentioned, this documentation for specifying the location of the cameras is available at this link, and we've also got a new link for debugging the metadata package that's associated with your camera and the Windows 8 device application that it's tied together with the device metadata. So we believe that the value proposition here is to provide an outstanding consumer experience. By creating an OEM or IHV device app for your camera, you can light up that camera hardware with new experiences that provide competitive differentiation and provide delightful experience for the end user. It also enables you to provide camera-specific features that automatically become available to all of the other apps running on Windows 8 that need access to a camera. When they access your camera, they'll access your effects as well. Another value proposition for doing this is making additional money. This enables you to create a channel for aftermarket sales of value-added products and services like printing, in-app purchases, photo sharing, and upgrades. And finally, it sets the bar for a best-in-breed device experience that really makes Windows 8 shine and that makes your particular device shine. So our ask to you is that you consider building a Windows 8 camera app for your webcam that provides these value-added camera features and the custom settings and effects experience that becomes available platform-wide. Here's some places where you can obtain additional information, or feel free to contact me and I will be happy to provide you with these links. And thank you very much for taking the time to review this presentation. I really appreciate your attention and your interest in Windows 8 and in developing device apps for Windows 8 webcams.